Are you good now?
If you feel like laughing, just tell yourself in your head, I'm an adult and I am so control.
But I don't. That's the thing.
Can you tell yourself that? I'm an adult and I have self-control. You stop laughing.
So welcome everybody to episode number one of Dysfunctionally Perfect with Ryan.
And I'm Sawyer.
And this is going to be a podcast we're trying to start that's going to be discussing the ups and downs of dating in today's world and some pop culture news and updated news things.
And just more so about just relationships and how things are day to day, how are things when you're with a person almost 24/7, and how we navigate through the obstacles that we overcome being in a young relationship.
So yeah, so we're going to start with a little of our backgrounds. Like I said, I'm Ryan. I'm 23 years old, just living life out here. Just had a bachelor's degree, so trying to find my way into the workforce out here.
And my name is Sawyer. I am also 23 years young. I am originally from New York City, and I got my bachelor's in psychology with a minor in Spanish. And I just recently received my master's in physiology. Whoop, whoop.
So, yeah. I'm from Louisiana. So, I'm a small-town guy. But just a little background about us. We met in college down in New Orleans. And we've been dating for 3.5 years.
3.5 years.
Yeah, 3.5. And we want to talk about the struggles of living together, I'd say. We got a case of the giggles right now. I'm just laughing too much.
There's nothing funny.
Because I'm not the person who talks in a relationship.
I'm the talker.
Most of you guys will see.
I'm the talker. So this is really new for him to even be able to like go on a platform and express himself. Because, I mean, that's like one of the things in a relationship, you know, being expressive. And I'm definitely the one who is like way more expressive
too much
than he is.
Too damn much. She's looking at me crazy because I just cursed. And yes, I'm going to curse. So,
more about us. We met 3.5 years ago in college. I mean, your typical, not typical, dysfunctionally perfect love story. And we found our way to each other a couple times. And
three times.
Huh? Three times. And the last time, we've been together for 3.5 years now, so... It's been a really great ride, and we've grown up in our relationship, I would say, for sure.
Yeah, I definitely say so. I mean, it's never been an easy one to this day. Still not easy, but we make it work and we get through it. All the trials and tribulations, I'd say.
And I think it's like when you really care for a person, like all of the like trivial stuff kind of goes out the window because there's something there more than the little things that may annoy you.
Yeah, you gotta pick your battles, man. Shit's hard. Yes. Relationship stuff is hard. Hard work. It's really a full-time job. The hardest job I ever had and probably will have. So, but it's a job that you gotta love to have to continue to do it.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people will like, at least like a lot of people will really tell us a lot of times like, oh, relationship goals, like y'all are goals and stuff like that, but people really don't know like how much work we really put into our relationship every day. You know, some days more than others. And I think that that's really important in recognizing that it's an investment. You have to invest in your relationship every single day if it's something that's really important to you.
Yeah, so for this podcast, for this one specifically, we want to answer a question is, do you really want to live together? So in short, my answer is yes.
And my answer is yes, but we're going to get into a lot of our history of, you know, our story of living together and how that kind of worked out and just kind of what we have faced living together for. We've lived together a week ago, made 1 year
that we've lived together. Well, I'd say we lived together before that.
Yeah, but we've had the same key.
We've paid rent together for one year. Before that, though, she was kind of in my space.
Okay, let me clarify that. So in college, we in college, I was a resident assistant, and he lived off campus starting his
junior year.
But his sophomore year, he lived in like off campus apartment. So he kind of always Our freshman year, he lived down the hall from me, three doors away, which was great and horrible at the same time, because when things went south, I was able to look on my peephole and see what was going on.
So I be doing my shit.
And that was not fun, but whatever, we're past that. Second year, he lived off campus. I lived in the dorm all 4 years, so I never had the off-campus experience, which, you know, I'm not regretful for at all. But I would stay with him when he had his apartment. His senior year, I would say more so than junior year. Junior year, he moved out and went into a house with three other roommates, but I stayed there, but not as much as I stayed at your place.
Junior year was more of a busier year, though, so it wasn't as easy to spend the night and all that.
And also because
you were going through some things and
And junior year also, like, well, I guess the first half of my junior year, I was joining a sorority, and then the latter half of my junior year, we were just young in our relationship. I think we were just new.
Yeah, it was brand new. It was less than a year together, so yeah. I mean.
And I was never the type of person to, like, Ryan will know that, like, I won't show my true colors in a relationship until, like, I'm fully comfortable with you.
Very true.
So, like, I would not probably have slept at his house as much, because at that point, I probably wasn't as comfortable, like, to wear my bonnet or just, like, little things like that. Like, if I was going through a cycle, I probably wouldn't, like, want to be around him, or, like, I wouldn't be comfortable with that yet.
Through a cycle?
You know? I probably wouldn't be comfortable with that. Like, that's just me. So, I think our junior year, we didn't really stay with each other that much. But the summer of our junior year going into senior year, that's when we really started staying with each other and made it more of a constant thing.
Is that when you stayed in Gonzales for a little while?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's when we were taking summer classes, and that's when you moved to your apartment.
Oh, yeah.
For the first, this is when you lived alone. And also when he had roommates, it was a little like, you know, you don't want to be
in their space as well, because I only have a room there, you know?
Yeah, so I think it was that too, you know, and I always had my own room, but Ryan did not like coming to the dorm.
It was the worst. The bed was a twin size, and I had a queen, and she likes to sleep hot, and I can't do that, and then the cuddling and all that, it's really overrated, I'd say.
So I think that, you know, when we became seniors, it became an ongoing joke with my friends that I lived with him, and they knew that, like, they had to drop me off at his house. Regardless, they were like, oh, Sawyer's not going back to campus. She's going to Ryan's house because that's where she lives. And I had, like, basically all my stuff was there. But I think it was...
What year is this you're talking about?
Senior year.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't my space. Like, all of my stuff was there, but, like, it wasn't my space.
Oh, like, your space to me.
But I didn't even have, like, I had a drawer, and, like, I used to keep all my stuff on the couch, in whatever bag, in the desk.
What drawer?
The drawer, the dresser that's broken now.
I remember the drawer. Oh, yeah.
The bottom drawer that's always been my drawer. And I kept my stuff, like, everywhere. It was just so cramped, and then when we tried to clean things up, it was just messy, and it was a one bedroom studio. Like, it was just very cramped.
I loved it. It had a lot of character, that little place.
It did, but it just was so cramped for us. So let's talk about how we came to live together upon graduation.
Oh, so upon graduation, Sawyer got accepted into her master's program, which was in the great big city of Washington, D.C. And she wanted me to move with her, so I said, I guess I'll go.
What? That is the total incorrect story.
Okay.
We were talking for months about next year when we were seniors, like, we're going to live together. We talked about that for a long time, about living together. I don't even know, honestly, how it came about, but I think just one...
I think it was kind of understood. I don't think we really talked about living together. I think it was a thing.
Yeah, because I guess it was like, well, we're not going to break up. I guess that was what it is. Like, we didn't expect ourselves to break up. Like, we didn't even think about that.
There was never a conversation about, so are you gonna... I mean, you had that internal conflict, I think, about will he come with me and will he not, but
I never, that was something that was alarming never thought about to me. Like that. You know, I didn't know if you were going to just pick up sticks and say, I'm gonna go with her, even though she's getting her master's, and I'm just going there to work.
I mean, why the hell not? What do I have to lose or gain, though? I mean, what do I have to lose, though, by not going?
Yeah. I mean, like, I didn't, but in my head, like, I didn't know. And that was a conversation I had with my friends. Like, is he even going to come? Like, I don't even know. You know, because, yes, that's what you say. But, you know, people say a lot of things. People do. People will be like, yeah, I'm going to do this and that. And, like, when you have girlfriends who went through the same thing. And, like, yeah, my boyfriend said he was going to move with me. And then he didn't.
You have friends like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
It's kind of like, you know,
ooh.
Just people.
Just
like when you have that type.
Yeah, but that's a trust thing. I mean, you should know me enough to know that I'm gonna come if I say I'm gonna come.
Yeah, that's true.
Can't and compare our relationship to your other friends people. Or anybody mm-hmm. in that sense.
Yeah. So, I think that was like an existing conversation. Was like under, like you said, it was understood that we were going to move in with each other after college because breaking up was not something that like we thought we were gonna do just because college was over. That's silly. Like,
right. It's like, why would we put in that time just to break up when it's like, only a year commitment that you had to do? I mean, why not go in and do that year? I mean, life's short, but life is also long, you know.
Mm-hmm. So,
but a year is very short compared to the grand scheme of life, I feel. If you want to spend that life with someone, you make that work. If it's possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But yeah, we moved up there, and that was our first apartment, you know, together as a couple, I guess, in unison, because we were paying rent together. We were struggling. Not struggling. Well, we were kind of struggling first.
When we first got there, like, I mean, I knew I wasn't starting school until September, like September 1st.
Right.
And then Ryan moved up there for a job.
Yeah, so I got a job. So this job was, it was a hell of a job. They told me that I was going to be doing something else that I didn't do at all. So it turned out to be...
They were a scam.
They were scamming. It turned out to be door-to-door sales of makeup. So I was texting Sawyer throughout the job during I only worked there 2 days. So the first 2 days, I mean, you could tell some of the stories. I don't remember what I said, but...
That you had to go in this building where they said it was a bakery, and they were like, no trespassing, and then they were going to call security, but the guy who you were with was kind of like the guy, the head guy who was in charge of, like, the sales situation.
He was, like, the CEO of the company, and he was, like, basically get out to... I mean, back up a little bit. So I was placed with this guy for training who... He was trying to be, like, a smooth talker type of person or whatever, but you really know that they ain't shit, but they think they are. But he was like, yeah, I make this much money, I can do this, I can do that, I do this, do that. We're listening to the new Jay-Z album, came out with 444 at the time. And he's like, oh, like, yeah, let's go make this money. And like, we selling makeup to strangers in parking lots and grocery stores, like, chill. So that was really the second day of the job. I texted Sawyer in the car right back to the office, like, yeah, I'm not coming tomorrow. And that was the last of that job. So then it became a little bit of a struggle because we were in a new place and we had to figure out how to make ends meet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we had to figure out how to make ends meet, but like...
Essentially.
I think there are things that I like to do and Ryan likes to do. Like, we like to go shopping. We love to go out to eat.
You like to go shopping. I like to go out to eat.
We love to go out to eat together. Like, I like to dress up. Like, there's just things that we like to do as a couple. And like, you know, there's things that are like fun to us. And we like to go to shops and stuff like that. And if we want to buy something, we see something we like. We like to buy it if we can.
Yeah.
So I think that was kind of difficult because we got to this new city and it's summertime and everybody's like, summertime DC, it's great, blah blah blah. DC is not my cup of tea, but that's for another day.
Yeah, I don't want to offend anybody, but DC is just, if you're from the South, I feel, or at least from my upbringing, going to DC was definitely a culture shock in a way.
Yeah, it's just different, but we'll say that for another podcast.
Yeah, we just won't get into that right now. We're gonna offend some people with this, but
I think that like those were things that we weren't able to do, and that was kind of like, I mean, this sounds so like a privileged problem, that we weren't able to go out to eat, we weren't able to go shopping. Like, but you know, when you're starting, used to a certain lifestyle, that's just how it is, and like that's just me being real. But you know, I ended up having to take a job at the gym that was right next door to us, and I actually ended up doing really well in that job. And when I told them I was like going to get my master's, they were like, could I stay and become the manager? And I was like, nah, love, I'm good, enjoy. But you know, that was a interesting stint. And then Ryan ended up finding work that was able to, that was really, really, really great, because we were able to commute together, and it just was the, it was the right position for him at the time, because it was God's placing him in a place where I think he needed to be for that year, because it just kind of worked out for the both of us.
Yeah, I mean, I feel, I started doing some kind of corporate work, essentially, I call it, I guess, yeah, and it wasn't the best job, but it paid decent, and we were able to do the things that we wanted to do. We did a lot. I mean, I don't know how y'all's relationship work, but the way we work is that we take turns paying for stuff, usually. Yeah. Or we split things. I mean, mm-hmm. if it's like a partnership, so we don't believe in that ancient notion of the guy pays for everything. You know, we split everything equally. And obviously, sometimes I buy things, sometimes she buy things, like gifts and everything like that. But for the most part, I'd say it's a teamwork. And I don't know. I don't know if that makes it. I think that makes us more equal, but we're equal anyway, I feel.
Mm-hmm. I feel like when it comes to money, we don't really have problems like that, because, like, for instance, we take turns when we're fair, I feel like, when it comes to certain things. Like, for example, I told you, like, when we went to go get something at McDonald's tonight, I told you that you were like, oh, you got it or I got it. And I was like, well, I bought the smoothies last. The smoothies cost, for both of us, it was $10. So
I'm a juice.
For him to get McDonald's, that would be equivalent to, like, paying me back, I guess. Not pay me back, but, like, that'd be equivalent to the smoothies. But if we went to Olive Garden on Sunday, and that was a $25 meal, then, I mean, he might pay for McDonald's and, like, the next smoothie round. You know, because that would make up for, like... It's just we try to be fair with, like, how much is coming out of each person's bank account. We try to make sure it's balanced. So yeah. It's like, I don't have $500 coming out of mine. He has $200 coming out of his. Or vice versa. We try to make sure it's pretty balanced.
Yeah, I don't think we keep score either. Like, if...
No.
For example, if, like, she paid for Jamba Juice, or if I paid for Jamba Juice and she was hungry, it's like, all right, let's go get some food. You pay less. Or, like, it's not like that. It's just like...
No.
We're hungry. I mean, it was 11 o'clock. We wanted something to eat, something quick. So we just did it like that. But it works out for us because it's... I think it's easier. We don't... No one feels, you know, more important or what's the word I'm looking for? They don't feel
more superior
to someone else because they're paying more or whatever like that. I feel like we are very equal when it comes to money, but that's something that I think that we have a good grip on.
But one thing I will say though, like when it comes to like certain situations, like we have a rule that like if we're out with friends and
I can't
like
tell them this because you go out with friends who listen to this. Well, it don't matter. If we got with friends and you see that green card, that's her card because I don't use
so, like but. If we go out with friends and obviously all the guys are gonna like normally all the guys are gonna pay, so we'll like I, you know I'll give him if I'm treating that night or if he's treating that well if he's treating that night it's fine, but if I'm treating that night then like I'll slip him my card and be like, hey, you know, when a bill comes, you know, you
yeah, I'm taking care of that, I'm pay. Signing her name and everything. But that's just a little trick for all you guys out there. If y'all do this teamwork effort,
yeah, and it's not like anything, but like I know that my man can't afford it, and like if he wanted to pay for every meal, he could, but like he doesn't have to because why should he?
Yeah, I don't think it's a. I feel like a lot of people get into relationships, and a lot of guys want to show off the money they have, but. I mean, it's money. I mean, if you got a girl that cares only about money, then you really ain't got shit, because that's money fades as much as looks fade, you know?
We're digressing. Hmm? We're digressing. We have to get back on topic.
I thought we were on topic.
We got to start talking about moving.
Well, recently we just moved from D.C. down to Texas, so this is a cross-country move right here, so this is definitely different than what we've ever moved before, because, I mean, kind of moving to D.C. was stressful in a way, I'd say, but...
It was stressful, but this move for me was way more stressful.
Why?
On me, because the D.C. move was, like, super easy. We left from Louisiana, We took a U-Haul from Louisiana to DC. We got there. Our apartment was set. We just moved right in. I mean, our apartment was super close to the loading elevator. We just moved everything in. We didn't have that much furniture at the time.
Didn't have to do with
all
the heat.
We had was the stuff from your one bedroom apartment.
Right, right.
And we just moved in, and it was very easy,
very simple.
We didn't have a couch. It took me like 2 days to unpack our closet. Like while he was at that job, I unpacked our closets, and then by the time he finished that job, our lives were pretty like set. We didn't have any. We were good. Like we didn't.
Yeah, but that place is also like what really small compared to this place.
Compared
here,
to where we live now, it's a lot smaller. We have 3 floors. Before we had one
little floor, like. That one floor is probably the size of our bottom floor now, I'd say. So, yeah.
With 3 different spaces, and, I mean, we didn't have as much room as we have now. So now,
what would you say is the hardest part? Just to drive across country?
I would say the hardest part for me was, like, the fact that we had to drive across country. Like, so in my mind, I wanted to drive from D.C. to Dallas, drop our stuff here. We had to go to Louisiana for some family stuff. But I wanted us to be able to, like, just seamlessly drop our stuff here before going to Louisiana instead of having to like backtrack.
Yeah, but we can do that. We didn't have the apartment.
But some stuff went on with like the apartment and like we were like our townhouse. We weren't able to like just stuff happened. And basically like just stuff happened. And we weren't able to do that. So what we had to do was go from DC to Louisiana. We stayed there for about 3 days. That weekend, we packed up.
No, it was 2 days.
That weekend, we packed up. We went to Dallas. We came back to Louisiana the same day. So we had like a really quick turnaround. And then that next weekend, we went back to Dallas. And we're here now. So like, it's just a lot.
Where's the stress? I'm not a stressful person, so I don't see it. But I mean, I could see how that could be stressful for people, for some people.
It was emotionally stressful for me because I felt like I didn't have, like, my eating habits weren't regular because, like, I was constantly on the go. I felt like I'm such a routine person from when I was younger. I always had a routine. My mom has always, like, been very routine-like. And every day was kind of very similar. So to me, it's really hard. Even like being in grad school, like I had a routine every single day. So from going from a routine every single day to going to like free floating, it was crazy to me. And I was like, I don't have a home. Like I don't have like my snacks. I don't have like a place to like just curl up in my ball or like do what I need to do. Then I didn't have my laptop because my charger was here. Like it was just so much stuff that like I did not feel. I felt like my life was just in a temporary limbo. It felt weird to me.
I mean, I guess I get that. I mean, I'm not a routine person, so I can't really understand that. But, I mean, I think the only stressful part was probably just actually maybe that tire blowing out was pretty stressful. That set us back about an hour, so that was an hour into our trip. And then just the drive coming down was long because I had to drive most of the way because my dad's friend helped us drive started falling asleep at the wheel basically, so I drove I'd say what 20 hours
maybe more.
I think I only had like 2 hour break, so
maybe about
22 hours straight. But I mean, moving cross country is always gonna be stressful, I think, because it's a big gap in everything from what you like. Yeah, we moved to DC, which was a gap as well, but like Sawyer said, it was more seamless, I think. But this one was had a lot of things, a lot of outside influences towards it too, because of the townhome and the storage facility and just getting everything correct and together. But it may work. I think it's pretty comfortable now. What do you think?
Yeah, everything is good now. It's just like a 2 week. It was just 2 weeks of that, but it was still like, oh my goodness. But now we're here. We're happy. We're settled. We're feeling pretty good. But I think that something to talk about in terms of like moving cross country, it is a very big financial commitment.
Yeah, we learned that the hard way.
And you have to be prepared for like, you have to be prepared for unexpected costs because we didn't have like a mover. We just did it ourselves with the help of Ryan's dad and his dad's friend and a U-Haul. And then we ended up having to rent a car and then we ended up having to put our stuff in a storage unit for 2 weeks.
Like, we got lucky because we only had to pay for the storage thing.
Yeah, then we had to pay for the U-Haul to, like, get the stuff from the storage facility. But, thankfully, we had the financial support from parents to be able to help us. But if you don't have that...
And friends, I mean, and family, because, I mean, my cousin came help us move and stuff. I think financial support and just support in general
just
was
support.
Good.
Just support. We had, like, good support. We had a lot. Thankfully, and I thank God for that we had, like, really good support. But if you're thinking about moving cross-country and you don't have, like, family in either states, and, you know, you and your significant other are like, we're going to do this ourselves, we're going to do this, like, we can do it, dream team, baby, me and you, think again, because I'm not saying you can't do it, because you definitely can, but it's going to be 10 times harder because you have to think about the unexpected costs that may come up from, like, anything. You don't know what can happen on the road. Yeah. Or just stuff that may come up, and then you're done thinking about it, and it just happens, and you're like, oh my goodness, I don't have the money for this. Because, I mean, if we had to pay all that stuff out of pocket ourselves, that would have been a really
tough,
really tough burden for us, especially because now that we're in Texas, we're not yet employed, we're still looking for work.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that, like, I'm not particularly in a rush to start working, because I would like to start working by, like, sometime mid-August, but I'm not really in a rush because I want to kind of enjoy myself.
Okay, well, I mean, sorry about that brief intermission, but anyway, what were we talking about?
We're just talking about moving and pros and cons.
The support, though. I mean, you can do what we didn't do and save up and get some moving companies, but that costs, if you're moving cross country, that costs upwards of like $5,000 at the least.
I mean, we didn't have really enough, like, stuff to, I don't feel like we had enough stuff to call it a moving company.
I mean, we had enough stuff, but I don't think either one of our parents would let us pay that much money, like, when they can help us.
Yeah, we didn't need anybody easily to, like, pack up our stuff. We didn't need anybody to unpack it. We didn't need anybody to, like, I mean, our stuff would not fit in one of those big moving trucks. And also, I just don't like people in my stuff, so that wouldn't have really worked well for us.
Yeah, so if you're moving cross country, just, if you have to do that, you know, save up and be prepared to spend that huge amount of money to do so. Or you might not have family where you're going or where you're coming from, but see if somebody would be willing to help you, you know, or you can even pay a friend or a cousin or something a couple $100 to help you out and move. Because it really goes a long way, because if you don't spend that $5,000, you have money to just do on other things when you get to where you're moving to. Buy furniture, buy food, go explore the city you're in, a new city, and just go enjoy a little bit before you start working or going to school or whatever you're about to go do. But I think it's a learning experience. I don't think I ever want to move cross country again. And it's not in the plan right now. But
I think something you just brought up that was really important is, like, food, thinking about that. I think because we came here without food.
We had,
like,
nothing.
We didn't have any food. And then our fridge for, like, a couple of days was bare. So, like, thinking about that, too, like, it's not just moving that you have to pay for. It's not just, like, the stuff that I just explained earlier. But it's also, like, when you get there, now what? Like, little things that we had to get were, like, little things that we needed were food. We needed, like, some household things, like, we had to get.
We needed food, we needed water, we needed snacks, you know what I mean?
We needed stuff to, like, organize our utensils, microwave plate, like, just little things like that you have to think about. Like, that stuff starts adding up. And then you have to think about when you get to the place, all your stuff, unless you're, like, a super neat packer, like, we tried to pack neat, but,
we didn't label everything, so, it took us a while to find our utensils, I'd say.
It took us a while to find certain things, like, we found, like, the important things, like, the soap and stuff like that, but, like, the first night, we had to go out and buy, like, a bath mat, towels, because our towels, we couldn't find them, and it was way too many boxes to go through, and it's 12 o'clock at night, the last thing you're thinking about is, where are my towels? I'm gonna search all 50 boxes to find my towels.
Just, like, you just gotta buy some towels from Walmart, because it's much easier. And it's just about convenience thing. That's, I mean, we spend, what, $10 on towels?
Yeah, it wasn't expensive.
And you're always gonna have the towels, and we found our towels the next day, so it worked out. But, I mean,
that's something I do take into consideration.
Yeah.
when, I mean, obviously we could have just packed better and we wouldn't have had that issue.
I think we were just tired of packing though.
It was just so much and it was like, it was just like whatever. And our sheets, our bed wasn't put up, like just little things like that you have to think about when moving cross country, like, and moving anywhere really. You have to think about those things.
And sidebar, make sure you try and spring for the, if you got to put it in storage, make sure you get indoor climate control storage, because that outdoor storage for us caused it turn into a little bug problem.
Yeah, because when we first opened the storage thing, all we saw was ants. So that was a big problem, because we, like, that was another bump in the road actually, because then we had to wash everything. And like, I still have stuff down there that I'm like afraid to bring up because I saw ants near it. So I just kind of like, if I have anything that's down there that I saw ants near, I just leave it there. And I'm just gonna wait until I'm like comfortable that they've gone away and washed everything a million times, because you don't want to have to deal with like an ant problem. We did not want to bring an ant problem into our house, so that was enough. And we had to treat everything for ants, and then that delayed us being able to like put stuff up, because we had to treat everything before we could put stuff up. So we had to go to the store, that's right, and get stuff to treat it with. Like, those are things that you have to think about.
Yeah, so make sure you spring for the extra. Because we still spent, what, about $100 on storage? Mm-hmm.
And it was for 2 weeks.
For two weeks. So, I mean, if you're going to be in storage for 2 weeks, maybe, I mean, you can spend $100. I'm not sure how much it would be for climate control at all. So, I'm assuming a good bit more, I would assume. But just be prepared for unexpected costs and unexpected, you know, just things in general to do. But let's go back a little bit. So let's talk about the pros and cons of not moving across country, but just living together. So for you, what's some pros of living with me?
I think a big pro is like really getting to know you as a person. Like, I know his every like habits. Like, I know when he's like I know when he's won a game on 2K because he does the same thing every time.
What I do?
You always like come and try to pick me up. Like, I don't know, it's really weird.
Shit is rewarding.
Like, every time he wins on 2K, he comes near me, like to touch me or like to come near me. I don't know why.
Every time I'm losing on 2K, you come towards me.
Every single time he loses on 2K, he always like throws the remote control or like just little things like that I'm aware of. So that's like a pro, is getting to know a person like really well.
I said, give three pros and three cons. So that was one pro.
Okay, another pro is that, I mean, it's convenient.
Convenient for what?
Like, it's convenient because, like, if you don't live together, then you have to, like, go to that person's house. Like, you have to, like, bring your clothes over there. Like, my stuff is already here. Like, I don't have to go anywhere to see you. Like, it's right here. Right here. And then another pro is that I think it's really made our relationship stronger. A con is that you'll fight more. You'll fight way more. Because, like, they're in your space and you're in theirs. Another con is that you'll get to know a person really well. Like, you'll know their worst habits. Like, you'll know that, like, I like to leave my earrings on the table.
Everywhere.
I don't know why. Like,
eyelashes just, on the island.
I don't know why. I just leave my stuff some places sometimes. Like, I'm looking around right now and I'm like, my stuff. Why is it here? And we said that, too. Like, when we moved, we weren't going to, like, put stuff in places that it didn't go. But I think we've done like a little bit better, but we need to do better. So, and then another con. That's probably it.
How many is that? Two? One?
Yeah.
Two?
Two cons.
What was the first one? You get to know somebody really better, way better, and you said something else.
I
forgot. So two cons, no number three?
No, I don't have another one.
All right, so the pros for me would be, I'm gonna try not to repeat what you said, but it could be hard. I think a pro would be just spending vital moments together, I think. I mean, waking up in the morning with someone is pretty, I think, rewarding, because you see that person in their natural habitat, I think, you know? And just being with them when they go through life, you know, they get good phone calls, bad phone calls, good time, bad time, life's all about peaks and valleys. So you're with that person throughout all of that. Because it's kind of cool to see how a person reacts to things. And, you know, something's good, something's not so good, but that's just people. And then I think another pro would be seeing a person, you know, learn to cook. That was cool because now she's a good cook. You're a good cook now, you know, so that's good to see because I like to eat. And then I think three would be... I don't know what three would be. Let's see. I think three would be just experiencing, in our case of like, back to the moving thing, experiencing a new city with someone. So I got to experience, you know, DC with you, and now I'm experiencing Texas or this Dallas with you. And that's pretty cool to see how people adjust and adapt to their climate, because, you know, Dallas is much different than DC.
I would say I'm like adjusting way better to Dallas.
I think it's easier adjustment because of New Orleans.
Yeah, I think I'm adjusting way better. But also I drive now, so like that helps me.
But it's you're more able to drive here than you were there, so.
Yeah.
It's not really feasible to drive places in DC, because it's kind of stupid, because traffic and parking is the worst. But for cons, let me get started on these cons. This con number one is going to be the attitude sometime you be having. Yeah, that's probably the number one con for me, because what was that little spat today? I was telling you something about driving or something.
Oh, yeah.
What do? Hide my shoes? So, I mean...
And like, I broke a nail trying to hide his shoes, and I was like, dang, God does not like me acting like this. So then I was like, let me go apologize to him. And I broke my nail. It's all gone.
That shit look ugly too now. But I think another con, I had a good one when you were talking about your cons, but I kind of forgot it. I'm trying to think. What was it? I think the only other con would be, I think a con for living with someone is sometimes you want your own space, but you might not be able to get that. So even no matter how big the house is, you're never like, you know, someone's there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like, but now we have way more space. Sometimes it's like, it's not too much space, but sometimes I'm like, oh, I miss him. He's downstairs. Like,
yeah, and I mean,
that's a good thing though.
Yeah, and I think another con, I don't know if I have another one. I'm trying to think. Oh, I think the only con for a guy is when the girl wants to decorate certain things that you just kind of, I kind of learned in this place to say, okay, that's cool. Because I know with Sawyer specifically, she'll be like, what do I think? And I'm like, whatever you want. And she's like, well, I want to know what you think. So then I'm saying, you know, okay, I like this. And she's like, well, I don't like that. I'm like, all right, well, it doesn't matter, because you're going to pick that one anyway. That's okay, though. Because, I mean, I don't really care what kind of dishes are on the table or what rugs in here. It doesn't really matter to me. But I think that's only three cons I can think of.
That's something I actually noticed that he's gotten better with this move around, is that he hasn't been so like he hasn't been really like against things. Like, he even let me pick the dishes I want, like, and that was interesting to me because he never let me do that before. So
I think it's because this place is bigger though, because I feel
realized
like
that you have had way less dissent with like decor.
But I feel like this place is bigger, so in the sense that in our old place is very confined. I feel like, see where we are now is very big in here, but like other places very small, so you will see everything all the time. So if those dishes, like, I don't even see the dishes right now, they're behind me, but I wouldn't see them right now, you know.
I see what you mean.
So it's just when you have that the opportunity to spread out a little bit and things can change a little bit more, you won't notice it so much.
I totally agree.
So I guess the in this episode, this introduction, you know, basically of this podcast, is to answer the question again, is, so do you really want to live together? I think for me, the answer is still going to be yes, because I mean, like I said, life's about peaks and valleys, and that's definitely what a relationship is, you know. So everyone eventually gets to the point of living together. We just got there a little earlier, I'd say.
Yeah, I would say earlier than most people. I mean, we're 23, like,
yeah.
Most people our age, like, yeah, we have some friends who live together, like, but only one. but like, I mean, no, it's not that common when you're younger, but I think that it's
who lives together, just mouth it. Oh, yeah, I forgot. But yeah, so I mean, I think they can attest to this for sure too. We should have them on the podcast, right?
Yeah, we probably will in like a couple weeks.
But yeah,
when this gets off the ground. Sorry, y'all, we were like kind of all over the place, because this is our first time. So I think that, you know, we got excited and we deviated a little bit from our agenda, but we just wanted to provide something that was definitely genuine for you guys and kind of let the conversation flow in whatever direction it decided to take. So we hope you guys enjoyed it. And as we continue, we'll probably get a lot better, I'm sure of it. And we'll be more focused in our conversations and know how to kind of navigate through, like, dissent.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and also I think this podcast is kind of for us, too. It kind of helps us talk about certain issues and things, I feel. But like she said, this is our first one. So sorry if it sounds bad. I don't know how it sounds right now and how to edit this. So I got to go learn all that type of stuff. But if you hear things in the background and stuff, that was Sawyer moving around. But like right now, we're just recording this on the iPhone. So if it sounds bad, sorry. But we hope that you guys will tune in next week because we're going to try and put this out every week on what days?
We're thinking like Monday or Tuesday. Yeah. But it really depends on like work schedule and kind of just how things start to adjust and fall into place here.
Right.
So, you know, as that happens, we'll definitely keep you guys updated and in the loop.
Yeah, so we'll just look out for the next one. I mean, if you guys like this one, obviously, you know, let us know. I mean, I don't know how this works, like I said. So we'll see what happens from here on out. But we'll see y'all next time. All right, talk to y'all next time.
Bye.